Young Pueblo's The Way Forward has become a cultural phenomenon, resonating deeply with millions seeking authentic paths to healing and growth. The book has garnered praise from celebrities like Oprah Winfrey and Brené Brown, who cite its transformative impact on their personal journeys. What makes this work so powerful is its ability to distill complex psychological concepts into accessible wisdom that feels like a conversation with a trusted friend. In a world increasingly plagued by anxiety and disconnection, Pueblo's work has sparked a movement of intentional healing that crosses demographic boundaries. His words have become mantras for those navigating life's challenges, appearing on social media feeds and in therapy sessions alike. The book's cultural impact speaks to our collective hunger for authentic guidance on how to move through pain toward genuine connection with ourselves and others. Sometimes growth and healing seem impossible as trauma weighs heavily on our shoulders, making mere survival take all our energy. The daily tasks that others take for granted, getting out of bed, preparing meals, maintaining basic routines, become monumental achievements. In these moments, simply existing becomes heroic work, though society rarely acknowledges these invisible battles. Those who recover after nearly drowning in trauma deserve more recognition than they typically receive, as their quiet perseverance represents extraordinary courage in the face of overwhelming odds. Despite massive pain, they refuse stagnation and bitterness, recognizing healing as their only path toward building a new life, even when that path feels impossibly steep. What initially feels like breaking can actually provide direction, offering profound lessons through our deepest wounds. Toxicity teaches communication and honesty by showing us exactly what we don't want in our relationships. Manipulation leads to reclaiming personal power as we learn to trust our instincts and set firm boundaries. Narcissism reveals the need for selflessness while simultaneously teaching us healthy self-love. Chaos necessitates boundaries, forcing us to define our limits and protect our peace. Hurt demonstrates that healing and rebirth remain possible, often in ways we never imagined. The journey often begins with raw survival, a state where we're simply trying to make it through each hour, each minute, each breath. When we're lost amid internal battles, pretending stability while our hearts are clogged with old pain, the struggle persists until we realize that dwelling on the past changes nothing. Our minds may replay traumatic events endlessly, searching for different outcomes that will never come. Only by shifting attention to the present and embracing self-acceptance, including our scars and imperfections, can we restore our energy and reclaim our power. Building a peace-supporting life reveals healing's guiding lesson. Move forward through gentleness and honesty toward self and others, understanding that progress isn't always linear. This heroic journey requires acknowledging when you've lost your way, a sign of wisdom rather than weakness. It's normal to lose perspective, stumble, or regress temporarily, especially when facing triggers or new challenges. Long journeys never follow straight lines. They spiral, loop back, and sometimes seem to move backward before surging forward again. Gently confronting yourself with difficult truths offers the best method for realignment and returning to the right path, even when those truths feel uncomfortable. The heaviest burdens remain so only because we repeatedly choose to carry them, often out of habit or fear of change. Embracing change, loosening our identity, and walking new paths doesn't mean erasing the past, just fully embracing the present and moving forward with greater wisdom and compassion. Don't let difficult circumstances restrict your vision or convince you that darkness is permanent. Light will return, especially since you hold power to create change in your life, one small choice at a time. These heavy feelings represent just a brief moment in your life story, though they may feel eternal while you're experiencing them. Remember your strength and past victories during rough times. You've survived every previous challenge life has presented. You transcend mere survival, your past, your pain, and old habits that no longer serve you. Your transformation will inspire others, showing them that healing is possible even from the deepest wounds. Even in struggle, you can always begin anew, carrying forward the lessons while leaving behind the weight of past trauma. Emotional maturity isn't about transcending emotions or suppressing feelings. It's about developing the capacity to sit with their rawness without letting them control your mind and actions. Like a sturdy lighthouse weathering coastal storms, emotional maturity allows you to face life's turbulence while maintaining your ground. This maturity manifests in recognizing when silence serves better than speech, distinguishing between ego-driven reactions and genuinely helpful contributions that promote harmony or affirm values. True emotional maturity emerges when you can witness your ego attempting to create drama or conflict, yet possess enough resilience and self-awareness to consciously choose peace instead of chaos. This wisdom becomes evident when you notice your emotions becoming heavy and overheated before others do, catching yourself when passive-aggressive tendencies surface or when your tone becomes sharp and defensive. This heightened awareness creates space to intentionally slow down, breathe, and treat both yourself and others with gentleness as the inner storm passes. During times of mental turbulence, logical thinking becomes particularly challenging. Anxiety acts like a storyteller, weaving elaborate fictions as emotions attach themselves to small pieces of information, building increasingly wild narratives and worst-case scenarios. Fear drives us to overanalyze situations, creating unhealthy mental loops that can persist for hours or days. The key lies in recognizing when you're out of balance. This awareness serves as the light that breaks unconscious patterns. Regular mindfulness practice strengthens your ability to remain present, helping pull you from spirals of imaginary negativity. Noticing that you spoke harshly to someone because you were agitated isn't a failure. It's actually a significant sign of progress in emotional development. Before you can prevent yourself from saying things you'll later regret, you must first develop the awareness to catch yourself in the act. This self-awareness creates the foundation for transformed behavior. Our capacity to feel deeply is simultaneously a burden and a blessing. Our most profound joys and deepest sorrows exist on the same emotional spectrum. It's not the feelings themselves, but our reactions to them that often create unnecessary dissatisfaction and stress. Our emotional conditioning manifests through physical sensations, tightness in the chest, shallow breathing, tensed muscles. True healing requires developing a new relationship with what we feel rather than allowing emotions to make our decisions. When strong emotions take center stage, we often forget the fundamental law of impermanence. No storm, no matter how fierce, lasts forever. Learning to be with our feelings without becoming consumed by them creates a sacred space where reclaiming our power becomes possible. This developed self-awareness allows us to acknowledge our past conditioning without being controlled by it, enabling our present self to remain in the driver's seat of our responses and choices. Healing is the gradual process of unbinding and unloading your emotional history through deep acceptance and conscious letting go. When you begin to earnestly engage with long-buried emotions and traumas, it's natural to experience profound exhaustion, emotional heaviness, and increased irritability. This reaction isn't a sign of failure. It's evidence that real healing work is happening. Your system is processing years, sometimes decades, of stored tension and unexpressed feelings. The initial stages of healing often feel counterintuitive. You might find yourself more emotional, more sensitive, and more aware of pain you've successfully ignored. Memories surface unexpectedly, triggering responses that feel overwhelming. Your sleep patterns might change, your appetite may fluctuate, and your energy levels could swing dramatically. These are all normal responses to deep emotional work, like cleaning out a long-neglected wound that needs attention to properly heal. With sustained healing work, you'll reach a remarkable threshold where your former self begins to feel like a distant memory rather than your current reality. This transformation isn't merely psychological, it manifests in tangible ways. Your relationships become more authentic, your emotional responses more measured, and your self-awareness more refined. The reactive patterns that once controlled your life begin to lose their grip, replaced by thoughtful responses and genuine peace. Your capacity for joy expands in direct proportion to your willingness to acknowledge and process sorrow. This paradox lies at the heart of emotional healing. By fully feeling our pain, we increase our ability to experience pleasure and contentment. When you no longer fear your own darkness, you naturally become more attuned to life's light. Each act of self-forgiveness creates new neural pathways to joy, while every moment spent tending to old wounds creates space for fresh experiences and deeper connections. The physical sensation of releasing old trauma can be intense and sometimes alarming. It might manifest as waves of anxiety, unexpected tears, or even physical symptoms like tension headaches or digestive issues. These reactions often feel like an emotional fever, uncomfortable but ultimately cleansing. The pain that was once buried deep in your psyche needs to surface before it can truly dissipate. Healing rarely follows a linear path. It's more like a spiral, revisiting similar themes at deeper levels. The most ingrained patterns, especially those formed in early childhood or through significant trauma, require multiple rounds of processing. Each layer you peel back reveals another opportunity for growth and release. Building new, healthy response patterns takes time, consistent effort, and self-compassion. The journey requires unwavering intention and persistent self-awareness. Time alone doesn't heal. It's your conscious choice to face what you've avoided that creates lasting change. Regular practices like meditation, journaling, or therapy provide essential support structures for this deep work. Remember that your pain isn't punishment. It's a signal asking for your loving attention and care. Through this dedicated process, you gradually transform your relationship with yourself and your capacity to experience life's full spectrum of emotions. Our society glorifies speed and meteoric rises, but transformation moves slowly. Not every day needs a big win to end up in a thriving place. Transformation isn't smooth. Cloudy days happen. Setbacks are natural. Small daily accomplishments are more valuable than fast results. Happiness isn't achieved overnight. Peace takes time to build. People who are willing to grow emit an attractive vibe. Even if just starting your journey, being comfortable with moving beyond old limits gives off a special energy that calls in other emotionally mature people. When you turn inward to heal and let go, you remove layers of conditioning and trauma blocking your natural creativity. With a lighter mind, you'll more easily connect with talents and genuine aspirations, finding ways to use them to serve others. No one can show up 100% of the time. When upset for temporarily not being your best self, notice your attachment to perfection. Remember, you occasionally need to slow down and preserve energy to fully restore your well-being. Being willing to face your inner storms can make you forget your progress. There is a moment of victory when you take growth seriously. You notice you're no longer the same person who started the journey. Every day isn't great, but life has new freshness, and low points aren't as low. Tough emotions don't control you like before. You're not perfectly happy always, but you've embraced change. Joy is more available because you cultivate patience and appreciation for the present moment. Embracing change is an understated way to improve your life. Mental tension often comes from rejecting change, lamenting ended pleasures, or resisting unpleasant experiences. Understanding change's inevitability helps you recognize everything has a time limit, encouraging presence during joyful moments. We often miss beautiful moments by creating heavy narratives about the past or craving the future. Embracing change brings more joy, enhances resilience, and is key to happiness and wisdom. Being attached to sameness dulls life's vibrancy. Everyone who is healing their old trauma and learning to live beyond the past is part of the solution. Just because you feel a connection with someone doesn't mean they're right for you. The hard truth is you need more than a spark to build a home. Attraction is common, but fitting together like puzzle pieces is rare. If something about someone's energy feels off or rough, that's your sign that building with them may not be wise. Be kind and help when you can, but not everyone has a right to your time. A big red flag is when someone can't spend time alone. If they feel lost when no one is around or when they are not in a relationship, then they are deeply disconnected from themselves. The danger here is that they will use your presence to avoid dealing with their own issues, making your time together unstable. Another clear warning sign is when someone consistently brings out your worst qualities. The difficult truth is that connections don't automatically elevate you. Sometimes they aggravate your roughest conditioning and surface issues unhealthily. Those unable to process their own tension project it onto those nearest them. Blaming others comes easier than self-awareness. Proximity naturally creates tension between rough egos, igniting unnecessary conflicts. It is easier to step away from an argument and remain calm when you realize they aren't picking a fight with you. They're fighting themselves. Sometimes you just know that the tension coming your way is not about you at all. Don't look for perfect. Look for someone who is ready to be real. Don't look for beauty. Look for someone who your intuition gravitates toward. Don't look for no arguments. Look for someone who is ready to discuss things with gentleness. Three undeniable green flags. They understand that their emotional history impacts how they show up in a relationship. They can embrace their emotions, but can also regulate their reactions. They do not expect that you will be happy every single day. The reality of relationships is that you are not going to be the best versions of yourselves every day. It is normal for there to be hard or slow days, moments when your past comes up strongly, and times where a lot of your energy is simply focused inwardly on healing. Preventative communication can reduce unnecessary arguments. When you take the time to let your partner know where you are in your emotional spectrum, it gives each of you the information you'll need to support each other well. Don't wait to be asked, "How do you feel today?" Volunteering the information, especially when you are in turmoil, helps you admit to yourself what emotions are passing through you and gives your partner useful context. This level of communication invites vulnerability and helps you show each other loving support. What you need one day may be quite different from the next, and your partner can't read your mind. Real love is about finding a middle path that you both feel good about. Healthy relationships will become more common because people are letting go of their hurt instead of projecting it onto everything they see. Healing is based on compassionately communicating with yourself. This skill transforms the way you approach your connections. Fear and old hurt can make it hard to accept the selfless nature of love. In its highest forms, love is about giving, understanding, caring, and qualities that arise when you look at another egolessly. If love is selfless, how do you take care of yourself? The answer is that love between two people must balance with each partner's self-love. From self-love arises communication of needs and commitments that help both feel nourished. Treating yourself well is critical to building harmony with another. Maturity in a relationship is when you can both be calmly grumpy at the same time without taking it out on each other. Sometimes moods become heavy without a substantial cause. Refusing to give your temporary feeling an unjustified narrative or any control is a powerful way to love someone well. One of the best ways to love your partner well is by not projecting your tough emotions onto them. Tell them when you feel internally rough and notice how temporary emotions affect your mental narratives. This simple practice will prevent countless arguments. Intention ranks among the universe's most powerful forces, initiating action and providing direction. Words derive their energy from the intention infused within them. To reclaim your power, begin by living intentionally. If you want to heal and let go of the past, you must deeply embrace how you feel in the present. Periodically, you will need to heal your motivations. It takes significant honesty with yourself to realize that greed and fear have crept too far into the center of your mind. Needing to reconnect yourself with your best intentions does not mean you are moving backward. It just means you are human. Your intuition will lead you outside your comfort zone so that you can grow. Confusion comes from being disconnected from your intuition. Intuition doesn't care about your comfort zone. It will ask you to be bold even when you don't feel ready. It's a vehicle for growth that helps you reach new heights by facing what weighs you down. While intuition invites courage, it never leads to self-harm or reckless dead ends. For many, intuition feels like a calm knowing in the body, appearing with tranquil certainty. Unlike the tension of reactivity, intuition flows smoothly with helpful information. Create what your intuition asks of you as an act of service. You never know whose life you might save by following your heart's truth. Don't let fear stop you from heeding your inner calling or an unclear path discourage you from stepping into the unknown. Your greatest self emerges beyond your comfort zone. You don't need all the answers now to eventually succeed, just willingness to take one step at a time. Embrace the challenge, remember your strength and what you've already overcome. Even slow movement reaches your destination. Live in your power. Your unique vision is your gift to the world. If you need to take it slow, do so boldly. Society's pace can be exhausting, technology draining, and the false sense of competition in your mind decreases happiness. Personal success is more likely when you focus on your own path and live without rushing. Wisdom is neither loud nor whispered. It's a resonance realigning you toward better direction, an undeniable knowing, an expansion lightening the mind. Wisdom develops gradually, showing the same truth from different angles until it deeply becomes part of your being. As inner wisdom matures, letting go becomes easier. You stop fighting yourself and move with nature rather than against it. Instead of forcing yourself to let go, be still, be present, let yourself feel. Don't run away. Accept what is and let everything unravel naturally. The battle is over. I'm done fighting myself. Stressing over past actions or what I should have done simply doesn't help. I want to see myself without blame, move forward gracefully, view mistakes as lessons improving future actions. Instead of attachment to the past, I want peaceful connection to the present. Healing happens in the present moment. Remember that when you're focusing excessively on the past. Boundaries protect your energy. Make them clear for your sake. People will keep taking more if they don't know when you need space or feel depleted. Creating boundaries is designing your life proactively. They're not about strictness, but using awareness to build a sanctuary supporting your growth. In our world of constant attention battles and overwhelming information, proper digital and in-person boundaries are essential for mental health. The memory of past events may fade quickly, but your emotional reactions to them can linger for years. Details are easier to forget than the emotional imprints you carry. True healing isn't about forgetting. Letting go requires deep introspection and acceptance. Your impulsive reactions reveal how you defended yourself in the past. Stuck in defensive mode, your mind views everything through fear's survival lens. The key to breaking with the past and arriving in the present is to slow down, breathe, think, act. The power of impermanence is vastly underrated. Though we intellectually understand everything changes, we forget this truth during challenges or cherished moments. Change is fundamental to reality. Ignoring it creates suffering. The ego, craving survival and control, resists change, while acceptance of change leads to freedom. The ego seeks static security, but true security comes from releasing attachments. A mind less attached loves more powerfully than one clinging to sameness. As the world continues changing between calmness and storms, move forward by aligning with virtues supporting inner peace. Living your truth, remaining honest, treating others with gentleness and respect, being generous, and committing only to what's realistic. Stay connected to your intuition even when the path is unclear. Walking gently without intending harm attracts kindness, though don't expect everyone to return it. Give not to receive, but so others may live more vibrantly. Let noble actions create your peaceful path, and during hard times, don't abandon the qualities that have helped you live well.